T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This story out of the New York Post. Man, I've heard about this surgery, but I've never run into anyone who has done it. I'm curious if you would do it. I've heard it's very painful. And here's the headline. I spent $100,000 on a painful leg lengthening surgery to add 7 inches to my height. Damn. And he writes, I don't regret it. A Georgia man was so unhappy with his 6-foot frame that he spent more than $100,000 on a leg lengthening surgery to add 7 inches to his height.
So he wanted to duck under doorways?
33-year-old Brian Sanchez, he's a mortgage broker. He said, I realized my legs were always looking weird. I didn't know what it was. What do you mean you didn't know what it was?
He's also ripped. Did you not work out your legs and that's why you thought they looked weird?
He says, I know it's a crazy thing. It's extremely expensive. It's time consuming. It is difficult and it is very risky in some respects. His first surgery, by the way, yes, his first, was $37,000 in December of 2022. They broke my tibia and fibula, hollowed out the inside of one of them, took out the bone marrow, then put a rod inside the bone and fastened it. And now you have all of this hardware and he's got problems going through TSA, I'm sure. In March, he spent another $69,000 for a second surgery. He's still in a wheelchair.
Yeah, you don't say.
Here's my question when you do this, because this is, he is hardly the first person to do this. And I think it's very different for a female who is 5 foot tall versus a male who is 5 foot tall. I do recognize that. It hasn't every president of the United States been over 6 foot?
I thought you said he was 6 foot tall.
He says his 6 foot frame. Yeah, this is odd.
Meaning he went from 6 foot tall to 6'7".
Yeah. A Minnesota man by the name of Moses Gibson, who was 5 foot five, 41 years old.
That I could see.
Paid $75,000 to add 3 inches to his height and then went back a second time and dropped another $98,000 to add 2 more inches. Okay. I want to know, would you do it? I'm not here to judge. It's not something I would do. I don't need to be taller. Does it bum me out that I can't reach certain stuff at the grocery store? I don't really think about it anymore. I do think it's different for men. I really do think it's different for men.
Well, there are a lot of studies about height and how height affects your life positively when you have it. However, I don't see the point.
Why is that? Who cares in this day and age? Now, I know there are women who will say, who are taller, that I would prefer to date someone my height or taller.
Yeah.
But are we not past that?
But I'm talking like professionally. There are studies out there that for whatever reason, if you're taller, people trust you more I don't know.
Look up the income disparity in height, Sam. I know this, the exact study that you're talking about. They looked at this, income disparity and height, and there is definitely a sad correlation between in men who are on the shorter end versus on the taller end. I'm not saying across the board. I'm saying on the aggregate, they have studied this stuff.
And a 1-inch increase in height is associated on average with a 1.4 to 2.9% increase in weekly earnings and a 1.0 to 2.3% increase in average hourly earnings.
How do they know that? I'm not denying the study. I've seen it. I've read it before.
I was going to say, this is the National Institutes of Health, so I'm sure they've...
In the long list of plastic surgeries you can have, is this one that is starting to become more common? And then also, are there risks to bone breaks down the road? Like, it sounds to me like if they're hollowing out your bone and they're taking your bone marrow out and then they're putting rods in it, are you going to be able to play basketball with all of that new height?
Not even bone break. I mean, bone breaks for sure. But also, you also have to lengthen your muscles and basically start from ground zero, because you can't just add 7 inches to your muscles and expect them to expand.
So 913-586-7798, if you are on the shorter end like Dana or the taller end like Sam, for both men and women, the relationship in height is striking. It's not just the 1 inch increase in height associated on average with more money for men. This NIH study says it is also true for women. It's about $2,000, by the way, per year for anyone making $50,000 is the way that Forbes magazine breaks this down.
But again, this guy looks like he works out 17 times a day.
I haven't looked him up. So is this just vanity? Is it vanity?
What were you missing here other than the fact that maybe you didn't work out your legs enough and that's why they look weird?
Here's where it gets interesting, and this is from Forbes. The researchers used genetic testing to try and figure out whether the effect of height on income could be explained by one's genes, like maybe perceived dominance, confidence, environmental influences, like all of that stuff. They found the genetic markers associated with increased height were also associated with other advantages. This is crazy, including higher cognitive ability.
Well, and, I mean, thank you.
Yes, and lower risk of depression.
Oh.
In other words, while there is a case to be made that taller people earn more money because of their talent and that discrimination on the base of height is economically rational in spite of its negative social implications, it is unlikely that genetics alone can explain the difference. That's crazy. 913-586-7798. We'll take your calls on that. Are you short? Are you tall? Do you care anymore if you're dating?
I think people definitely care, and I don't know when that will ever stop.
But why? Like, back in the caveman days, I can certainly understand that, you know, it was a physical advantage, almost a life and death advantage.
Yeah, the alpha.
To have more bulk on you or to be the alpha male. But man, over the hundreds of years, we have not flushed that out of our DNA. It doesn't make sense to me that we have not.
Now, if you were born with a, I don't know the PC term anymore.
Shortness?
No.
Just say it.
Where one leg is shorter than the other.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't want to say the word deformity because
freaked
out the last time.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about.
But if you're born and one of your legs grows to be 8 inches shorter than the other, I could see you doing this to level them out. But if you're a 6 foot tall guy who can barely walk straight through a door frame because your shoulders are so wide because you spend so much time at the gym,
sure.
Get over the fact that you're 6 foot.
So NBC News took an in-depth look at this year. In men's health, leg lengthening surgery is gaining popularity among men seeking to be taller. A 26-year-old man had the procedure. He increased his height from 5'7" to 5'10" and explains what it was like. His name is Alex. He's 26 again and had always considered himself to be short. At 5'7", would you consider that short? I would be a horrible witness.
No, 5'7" is average height.
Robbery. Okay. At 5'7", Alex considered himself short. He says shorter men routinely get spoken down to
because
of the trait they can't control. Well, okay, he doesn't mean that in a literal sense.
They're not going to look up while they're talking to you, man. That'd be weird.
He should have changed his use of words there. Alex says, my goal was never to be tall. It is to be in a place where no one comments on my height. Leg lengthening is an intense and very expensive process, but one that is, in fact, becoming more and more popular in about the last 5 years. He got his surgery, by the way, in Burbank, California. Quoting here from one of the surgeons, I have 60, 65-year-old men that come in to undergo this procedure. It's a 4-hour operation, by the way, not covered by insurance. It is around $75,000 with 4 months of physical therapy required when you are done. Alex, by the way, went 4 to 5 times a week to physical therapy and had to use a walker.
Again, because his muscles did not expand with his legs that he had medically altered. By the way, from the text line, and this is a great point, you want to talk about income disparity versus height? They say, I give you Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, Warren Buffett,
amen,
and Steve Jobs.
Amen.
None of which are even close to 6 feet tall.
The procedure just to remove the rods, by the way, is another $10,000. Alex estimates the entire process cost him $100,000. 913-586-7798. We'll wrap it up after this. You're listening to Dana and Parks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.